Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on planet Earth.
Yeah. I want to try and beat them.
Okay.
Well, I don't necessarily want to beat you per se. I just want to be the best that I can be.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
Don't allow 10 seconds to affect the next 10 years of your life.
Man.
You snapped off and now you went from partying at the Kardashians to being in a cell 23 hours a day.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It is Truth Be Told with Telly, and it is Wednesday, December 4th, 2024. Welcome to the show. We have a big show for you in store today. And as always, our Wednesday resident co-host is in the building. Well, he's not in the building. He's in Iowa. But T. Smith, what up, Tony Smith? Good morning.
Telly, what's going on?
Not much, man. Man, you know how it is, trying to hold it down on this hump day. And you in Iowa, is it colder there than it is here?
You see what I'm wearing right here, right? You see this beanie I got on?
Yeah.
I'm inside, so that should tell you right now. I'm in my room, and it is cold, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it may be cold outside, but what you're there for is going to be hot inside Hilton Coliseum, where the number 5 Marquette Golden Eagles are taking on the number 6 Iowa State Cyclones, man. I know you got to be hyped up for that.
I am kind of hyped up. It's a huge game. It's probably, Telly, the biggest game in the nation, considering the rankings. The polls are different, obviously, AP poll, coaches poll, but we're 4-5 or 5-6, depending on which poll you check. So that's the biggest game in the country right now. And I haven't been to this arena. I know you have. And I think everybody else I've talked to said it's crazy, crazy loud. It's a great college atmosphere.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm excited to watch the game, but I really wish I was playing in the game.
Well, at your age, that ain't happening, man.
No, you can do it in your mind. Right. In my head, I'm gonna be in there, getting some buckets, getting some rebounds, but not in real life.
No, man, I tell you what, I like you said, I have been there. And earlier in my journalism career, I worked in Des Moines, Iowa for 2 years, and Iowa State was my beat, so I spent a lot of time inside Hilton Coliseum. And everybody that told you how it is, they weren't lying. It is super loud, and they have something that's called Hilton Magic. And you can't really explain it until you're there. And a part of it is, like, they can be – I've seen them down 20 points, and, man, it seems like something – like some fluke stuff will happen. And then people – you'll look over to the side of you, they'll be like, hey, it's Hilton Magic. You'd be like, man, that's some weird stuff. But I think it should be an extremely good game. I know you are going to really, really enjoy the atmosphere there. Now, I know we're almost a week removed from it, but we haven't heard from you. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, man, it was good. I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, just did the typical normal thing, which is sounds boring, but it's not. It's great. Just hung out with family. Ate a lot of food, watched some football, and just enjoyed relaxing for the day. Seeing some of the little kitties that some of my cousins had. You know, it's just fun hanging out, doing nothing really.
Look, nowadays that's lit. That's a party when you can get your whole family in one place.
Right.
I mean, you don't need a club. You could. I mean, That is just you know, a really cool thing, just to hang out with your family. And, I mean, something you don't get a chance to do. Or you only get a chance to do it once a year.
And listen, laying around is my thing. So,
well, yeah, that is your thing.
I'm good with laying around. That's my thing. So, I was absolutely in heaven, just laying around eating. Took a plate. What I did have to do, tell you though, I ate right, and right away, right after I ate, I didn't go back for seconds right away, but I did fix my to-go plate because I know how people are. They don't come in there eating up all the stuff that I like. So.
So that's just not my brother that does that.
No. I made my to-go plate immediately because I know they coming in. If some people came in late, I'm like, that's too bad. That's your problem. I'm fixing my to-go stuff, putting it in my thing, and it's on the side. Y'all not getting my stuff.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. And my apologies, DJ Ricky, welcome back. DJ Ricky had, had some... health issues yesterday, but glad you're back.
Yes. I was starting to come out with a little sore throat. You know, it's becoming that time of the year. So,
oh yeah,
I was trying to get ahead of it before it got any worse. So, but I feel much, much better. Thank you to some homemade chili and some tea. It was needed.
I didn't know chili was a thing. I thought it was soup.
I thought it was just soup.
Chili
too.
Can be considered a soup.
With no meat in it, right? Really? Or did you like?
No, I had a meat in it,
and that's considered a soup.
Chili? Yeah, put some spices to open up your nose. Yeah,
that's a new one on me. Is that a new one on you, Tony?
Chili is soup.
Natives consider it as soup. Black people consider it as chili.
Native what?
But yes, native I feel what? Much better.
Well. I know, I was asking Tony about Thanksgiving dinner and I saw something, online yesterday. And if you're still eating leftovers, stop.
Yeah.
This is
right now.
If people are still
we knocking on a week here.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a limit. I mean, you would think there's a limit by Sunday. Wouldn't it isn't your limit by Sunday?
I got the next day. That's it.
That's it? Yeah, some people are like that.
Because they're gone. I mean, who's got leftovers for 3 days?
Well, I mean, if you happen to host and everybody doesn't take all the food, then you're stuck with it.
Right. Then you might have some.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't in that case. I was taking, so... I took enough for that night when I got home, and then the next day, and then I was done.
And then you were finished. Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, I wish I had more, but that was it.
Yeah, I think the right and appropriate timeline is by Saturday. Yeah, you should be kind of over it. Sunday, you shouldn't be touching it. I mean, because you had Thursday, Friday. 4 days? The actual dinner, the leftovers, come on, man. The way I grew up, oh man, that turkey turned into turkey salad. You had ham and eggs the next day. You had a ham sandwich. Man, that stuff stretched, I'm telling you, until the next week. So it's not foreign to you to still be kind of eating on some sort of turkey something by the next week.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but if you're still sitting down and you're warming up, dressing greens and yams and all that, yeah, you got a problem. Yeah. August hit us up on our YouTube message board. And August
can't be good.
No, it can't be. I'm telling you, there has to be some expiration dates on Thanksgiving food. You can't just continue to eat it until Christmas and then you make it all over again. But August hit us up on our YouTube message board. And again, Truth Nation, as you guys know, if you are a normal listener, that you can stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. And August hit us up and said, Ricky, he agrees with you. Spicy chili works well. That's a new one for me. And August also says ham and egg stretches for a week. I'm telling you, that's the way I grew up. You go, man, you just weren't going to throw it away after a certain amount of time. No. Man, we didn't throw away food.
You're not throwing it away, but I'm just surprised it's not getting eaten.
Yeah.
I was going to town on my stuff, so it was gone.
So you were going to
town. Matter of fact, I was rationing myself, trying to make it stretch, and just didn't work.
Man, yeah, you were doing the most, man. You were doing the most. Hey, check this out. I don't know if you heard about this, but did you hear about this guy winning the lottery a day after his wife filed for divorce?
That's very convenient.
That's very unfortunate for her. You want to call her unlucky?
Very convenient for him. Yeah, no. Wait, but you said he won the lottery. Or did he just declare he won the lottery?
No.
He already had the ticket.
So the headline was, wife divorces man and he wins $273 million lottery one day later.
$273 million one day later. That's got to be astronomical odds because he just hit the lottery twice. He got the divorce and then he won the lottery. So...
Well, I tell you what, Truth Nation, we going to start off with that because I tell you, is that karma, bad luck? I don't know, man. But what would you do if you broke up with someone or divorced them and the next day they won the lottery? I definitely think we can get some interesting opinions on that. Hit us up, 833-212-1017. And we have some other hot topics that I know that people would very much be interested in. And speaking of unlucky ex-wives and ex-girlfriends, there's a certain Jets player that had to call the police to get his ex-girlfriend evicted. We will get into that as well. And also, on those same lines, what's the narrative we hear about black men these days? Because during the presidential cycle and the election, black men were put in the forefront because there were a lot of people. Of course, black women were going to endorse and support Kamala for the most part. We think they did. But a lot of pressure was put on the black man. And so what is the narrative around the black men right now? And we are going to get into that. And is social media a drug? I'm going to say yes, but we are going to get your opinions. Truth Nation, again, hit us up, 833-212-1017, and you can stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. When we come back, more on this unlucky wife who divorced her ex-husband one day before he won the lottery. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly and our guest co-host, Tony Smith. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. It is 7:20 Central Standard Time on Wednesday, December 4, 2024. Welcome back to the show. Of course, we have guest co-host Tony Smith with me. It is Wednesday, and that's what we do on Hump Day. And Tony is in Iowa, and I know we were going to come back and talk about this unlucky wife, but I'm mentioning Tony's in Iowa because it's cold there and it's cold here. And Tony, there's been an increase in complaints from residents experiencing heating issues, with some being left without heat for long periods here in Milwaukee. And this is not the time for that to be happening. And we definitely want to bring some attention to this because the Department of Neighborhood Services reported that 21 active inspections were conducted on Tuesday, yesterday, to address these heating concerns. And as we have seen on the forecast here, Tony, for the next 2 or 3 days, it's going to get really, really cold. And that's a problem if there are people that are going any amount of time without heat.
Uh, not too long ago, but it was still warm then, so it wasn't really a problem. I tried to turn it on just to check, but that's what you really got to do before winter comes, actually, and you need the heat. You probably got to get the furnace checked, make sure it's working, so you're not up against it when it's actually cold. Like I say, I got lucky. It was still warm, like early November when I got back from Arizona, and I just kicked my heat on one day just to try to, you know, kickstart it because I'd been gone, and it wasn't working. It was making a weird sound, so I was able to get it checked out. But I think the problem, Taylor, they sit for so long over the summer, and you're not using them, and then all of a sudden you try to kick it up, and it's just not firing for whatever reason. So you definitely do not want to go without heat. I've been in some houses where people keep it cold because they're cheap, and it's not comfortable.
It's not fun so at all.
Turn your heat up.
Yes, yes. And again, there are, if I'm not mistaken, we supposed to reach down into the teens and maybe even in the negatives overnight. So again, if you are having issues with your heat, make sure that you contact the Department of Neighborhood Services at 414-286-2489. Again, if you or someone you know is having trouble with heat, you can contact the Department of Neighborhood Services at 414-286-2489. Again, it is about to get colder than it has been over the last few days, and you want to make sure you are not put in a position where you are without heat. Now, we could say it's, you know, it's going to be cold, but we already know it's a cold, cold world, man. And I just think that, you know, just transferring to, as I mentioned before the break, there was, well, you know what? I ain't got to explain it. Ricky, go ahead and roll the audio on what happened with this guy from New Jersey.
It hit me.
He's the ordinary Joe who just hit it big, really big. Mike Wirsky won $273 million in the New Jersey Mega Millions jackpot. The 54-year-old winner is really enjoying his newfound celebrity status, but he's also finding himself in a bit of a pickle. Mike got divorced just 5 months ago. Now everybody is asking, will he give his ex-wife a share of his winnings? You see, during their 15-year marriage, Mike's ex-wife Eileen supported him. Mike didn't have a steady job. She's still paying him court-ordered alimony.
$270 million does not make me appealing to her. I don't care.
Don't care. It's done.
She didn't have a chance of getting back with me, and I don't want her back.
It sure doesn't sound like Mike will be writing his ex a check anytime soon. And there's another wrinkle in this story. Mike actually left his winning ticket on the counter at the convenience store. Assistant manager Phil Campolo found the ticket and kept it safe.
I picked them up, kind of glanced outside. He was already gone. And I just walked right back around and put them under my register.
He gave it back.
So.
Wow. Plot twist, telling you left a lot of details out of that story.
I just asked you, did you hear about it? So now that you've heard those extra details, what are your thoughts? Do you break her off?
He better pay her some money, yes. He better break her off. His old broke butt was broke for 15 years. And now he's getting support to payment? Man, pay that lady.
833-212-1017. Hit us up.
Terrible.
What would you do?
Terrible.
Hey, man.
Man, you gotta pay that lady, Telly. I don't want to hear nothing. Look, saying something different, better quit tripping right now.
Chauncey hit us up.
Broke.
Chauncey says, if she was true and blue from the jump and it was solely my wrongdoing that resulted in her filing for divorce, I would ask her to reconsider and proudly break bread with her if I believed we both mutually felt our relationship / marriage as a whole could be genuinely reconciled.
No, Chauncey, why they got to get back together? That ain't even part of the equation. Ain't nobody trying to get back together. Just pay the lady. You know what she did for you all those years. Quit acting crazy right now.
Man, that's a tough one, man. Because,
hey,
Tony,
listen,
like you're saying that.
He don't want to get back together with her.
But here's the thing. You're saying that as a person that doesn't have any feelings or emotions towards the situation.
That's correct.
You know, so it's easy.
Now, I don't know the lady at all.
Right. And I mean, she could have hurt him. Like, we don't know what ended up, you know,
even
causing their divide.
Not to get back with her. Even more reason not to get back with her. She hurt him.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying though, if somebody hurts you, you're not going to be like, ah, man, I'm going to give him some money.
Listen, I get it, but you got to be at least real about the situation. You hurt me, but you also supported me for 15 years.
Well, Stacy hit us up on our talking text line and said he best to break her off, or he might not be around to enjoy it. Bumped off.
Oh, now come on, Stacy, don't do that.
Hey, what'd you say? We ain't got to get that violent this early, do we?
Let's not go there. Take it easy now. We don't want to go that far, Stacy. Listen, just the guy, he needs to understand. Like you said, I get it. There's an emotional part of it, but we know men aren't that emotional, right? So he might have been hurt, but he ain't like, you know.
Man, shoot, you'll know, man.
He wasn't hurt enough to take money from her.
Well, I mean, clearly he was doing what he had to do until he was able to.
If he was hurt, he'd have been like, man, I don't need your money. Stay away from me. If he was really hurt, but he wasn't that hurt. He's like, okay, give me those alimony checks.
Now she said that, I mean, he admitted that he didn't have a stable job. That doesn't mean he didn't work the entire 15 years.
I get it, but it ain't stable. She's the one that's stabilizing the household. Probably one of the reasons they got divorced, because, you know, money's always a big issue in divorce. She probably got sick of towing the heavy load and was like, bro, you got to go. You ain't holding up your end of the bargain, bro. You got to roll.
Hey, just imagine how careless he probably was like, man, I need to hit the lottery or something, man. Like, then boom, he hits it.
You know he was praying. But they did say, so the what I want to, because we had sold the story as the day after. So I know they got divorced 5 months ago. Was it final that day? And then the next day he found it?
That's a good question. I don't know if it was final, but they kept saying file. You know what? Let's hear it again. Ricky, play it again, and you know, we could get more details and see.
Yeah. We big. Mike Wirsky won $273 million in the New Jersey Mega Millions jackpot. The 54-year-old winner is really enjoying his newfound celebrity status, but he's also finding himself in a bit of a pickle. Mike got divorced just 5 months ago. Now everybody is asking, will he give his ex-wife a share of his winnings? You see, during their 15-year marriage, Mike's ex-wife, Eileen, supported him. Mike didn't have a steady job. She's still paying him court-ordered alimony.
$270 million does not make me appealing to her. I don't care.
It's done.
She didn't have a chance of getting back with me, and I don't want her back.
It sure doesn't sound like Mike will be writing his ex a check anytime soon. And there's another wrinkle in this story. Mike actually left his winning ticket on the counter at the convenience store. Assistant manager.
So there you have it, Tony. 5 months for him be like.
She's been giving him money for 5 months, too.
Did they say they were giving, she was giving him alimony?
Yes.
Oh, well, maybe he pays that back and then they call it even.
No, man, what about the 15 years, bro? I carried you. Come on, man.
833-212-1017. Truth Nation, you let us know. What do you think? Are you breaking her off? Or are you saying, hey, $273 million don't make me more appealing to her now, so... Hey, let's let bygones be bygones. We're back after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Get up and
Truth Nation, we have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, we will be giving away $6,000 worth of free commercial advertising for 3 months to five Black businesses. Visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That is blackbusinessgiveback.com to sign up today. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on the truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com, Associated Bank member, FDIC. T. Smith in the building. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. And speaking of money, should this man break his ex-wife off? Or at least, as what August said on our YouTube message board, give her alimony. Is that what you do, Tony? Or do you just write her a nice fat check and say, hey, thank you for everything?
Yeah. Hey, listen, you got $273 million you won. We know taxes. You're not getting all of that. Other thing is, did he get an annuity or did he get the lump sum? That'll also dictate how much money he's going to give her. But I'm sure you can break her off $150,000 and be done with it. That's nothing to you at that point. So just go ahead and handle her.
How did you come up with the number 150?
Because it's probably more than she makes in a year. So, I mean, I'm just assuming that's not a lot of people are making more than that a year. So
out of $273 million, you want to just give her $150,000? You think she's going to be cool with that?
If she not, that's her problem. Like, okay, don't get $150,000 then. Get nothing.
Man, you will get your butt sued so fast,
How
man.
How am I
going to
sue
on.
For what?
Look.
She got no legal rights. We're already divorced.
Hey, before
unless he and the guy at the convenience store were up to something, like, oh, I forgot my ticket, so I left it here for you. Like, come on, dude. That sounds real crazy right there, too.
Yeah. Ricky, what would you do, man? What you haven't said anything. Would you break her off or
I'm a loyalty type of guy, so I would have. Cause she was there when you were down bad and she went through the ups and downs with you. At least you could break her off some. Boy. I'm just that type of guy.
Hey man, that's a stand up guy because just like Tony,
yeah,
neither
Telly,
one of y'all
Telly's
are
stingy. He ain't giving her nothing.
No, I ain't saying I'm stingy. I'm just saying that y'all just, you know, thinking with a clear, emotionless mind. Like this woman, you don't think she upset him or has done anything to him that has hurt him or hurt his feelings?
She upset him, but she's still supporting him. So
and,
what?
And not
Be
only
upset,
that, but
you're still getting money.
That just comes with relationships. You're gonna get into arguments. You're gonna get into fights. You're gonna hurt each other's feelings. At the end of the day, she divorced him. Whatever. Okay. Cool. You know, for your pain and suffering and all that stuff, I'm gonna break you off a little shake right here.
Okay. Glad you said that. Glad you both are on the same page because let's reverse the situation. If he divorced her and left her for another woman. Or let's just don't even throw that in there. He divorced her, and then 5 months later, she wins the lottery. Is it the same thing? Is it you know fair that the woman gives him money?
Same thing. Give him $150 and be
yeah.
I'm
waiting for that
her,
to happen.
If he supported her,
I mean,
I'm just saying, if he supported her through the 15 years,
right? If he supported her,
give the guy some money. Yeah, give him some money and be done with it.
Okay.
In my fairness, you would think that, yeah, it would be fair if you do that, but everybody ain't cut from the same cloth.
Thank you. That's my point. Al, you on Truth Be Told with Telly. Good morning.
10 years ago, she knew he should have been a one night stand, and she made that decision back then. So me personally, I would have just gave them some money and went on. But let this be an example. If they don't got no dough, treat them like a hoe and walk out the door. Some things are meant to be a one-night stand. Even if we lay, I should not marry you for you to stay, because that is a detriment. So she has to take the blame for taking care of somebody. That should have been a one-night stand. Some things are meant to be married. If they got no dough, treat them like a hoe and get up and walk out that door. Have a good day, everybody.
You too, Al. Thank you very much. And hey, look. Hey, Al
might not have been the case 15 years ago. I mean, come on.
I mean, but if she was supporting
you, you said he had jobs, he just didn't have a steady job.
Well,
trying to make them steady, so they didn't become steady.
Well, Gene on our talking text line, I think, is ready to correct me, because Gene says not only did she support his butt for 15 years, didn't have a steady job is code for that MF didn't work. She paid him alimony since the divorce, and who knows right. what the property settlement was. I hope the lottery curse gets that fool. According to the New York Daily News, 70% of lottery winners end up broke within 7 years. Even worse, several winners have died horribly or witnessed those close to them suffer. Shakespeare won $30 million in the Florida lottery in 2009, but he didn't have a lot of time to spend it. This man deserves nothing less. All right. Wow. Hey.
Hey, whoa.
And hey, Tony, you ain't coming out of this too golden yourself. Chauncey says, Tony Smith, sir, you too doggone frugal just to give her a measly $150K. That's what I was saying.
Well, I'm saying on the bitter end, if you're going to be bitter and don't want to give her anything, I'm like, you should at least give her something. But I mean, listen, first of all, he doesn't have to give her anything. On general principle, but he should. The right thing to do is give her some money because of what happened. But I'm saying if you don't want to give her nothing, just give her like $150,000. I mean, if you're okay with giving her money, yeah, you can give her more than that. But if you really don't want to give her nothing, that's like the bottom of the barrel amount that you should give her.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, Cross hit us up on our YouTube message board. It says, I'm not giving her nothing. She won't hear from me again.
See?
But Dan on our talking text line, he's toting that line. He said, I'll refund her the alimony and give additional 15% of that on top of it. Yeah, so
now he's going percentages. Man, just give her 150 and get out of here.
Black Conscious.
I'm sure she didn't give him 150.
Black Conscious, good morning. What are you doing, Black Conscious?
Grand Rising King. So, to answer your question, what would I do? You know, pending that this was a mutual and respectful divorce, and we were okay with it. If it was a nasty divorce, you know, good luck with that. But you know, me personally, I would give her something. You know, it would be a nice amount. It probably won't be what she wants. But nonetheless, Tony's got a point. You know, I'll give her something because we are divorced for 5 months. And we don't know what that divorce was entitled or how nasty it was. Now, to answer your question, your other question, your hypothetical question, DT, about if she would have won, she would have gave us diddly squat. She wouldn't give us diddly. She would flood it around, go get a BBL all in our face. Do all this, that, and the third, you know.
And
if she gave us money, it would be on the loan. We had to sign four or five pieces of paper that said, I need this back by this and that and the third. But more importantly, people do strange things for money, and when money comes like that.
Yeah,
but I've experienced that in the depth of a family, how people change, take money and run.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So desperate times call for desperate measures. Peace, y'all. Live righteous, Milwaukee.
All right, Black Conscious. That's all I was saying, Tony, is that if the situation was reversed, I don't know if the woman would be as freely or willing to just go ahead and break you off. That's all that I was trying to say. But, hey, to each his own. Everybody has their own opinion.
I'm sure not. You know, when if it's a bad divorce, a lot of people are angry, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know, just my opinion. Sometimes it seems like, from what I've heard, you know, men get real, like, they get real downright, like, just mean during divorces, because I've heard some stories. But I mean, in general, I would say, you know, the woman is going to be like real reluctant to give a dude some money. That just seems like, I don't know. I don't know if dude's getting any money.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's why there's not a lot of alimony cases in court that it's the woman paying the man. It's typically the man paying the woman. So the caller, we see you. We are going to continue this conversation on the other side of the break. And also, we're going to get into that Jets player who had to call the police to evict his ex-girlfriend. We'll get into that and so much more. Stacy, I'm gonna end this before I get to break on your text message. You can hit us up 833-212-1017. Stacy says, in this case, sounds as if no matter what he gives her, won't be satisfying. We're back after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning. If you're just joining us, welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. My guest host, Tony Smith, is in the building, and we've been talking about this lottery winner who was got divorced 5 months prior to winning the lottery. And we're trying to discuss your thoughts on, does the guy that won the money break his ex-wife off? The caller has been very patient. The caller, you're on Truth Be Told with Telly. Good morning.
Good morning, brother. Well, I don't know if you guys ever saw the movie Acrimony with Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Nope. Yeah, I did. Yes. With Morris Chestnut, right?
He was an inventor. Yeah, he was an inventor, and he had this fantastic invention, and it couldn't get off the ground, so she divorced him. You know, a lot of problems happened. Sounds somewhat similar to this guy, with the exception of the incredible work ethic that guy had. This gentleman sounds like maybe he just, you know, had work ethic issues or something, because when you say you don't have a steady job, that means you're getting them, but you have a problem keeping them.
Yeah,
and she held this brother down for 15 years. To the other person who texted in, point, I don't think you'll have a lot of good luck if you don't look out for somebody like that. And me personally, every woman I've been with, I'm friends with, I'm very, very cool with my ex-wife. And if I become a millionaire, she would be a millionaire, and there would be a lot of other people who are nowhere near that close, who $150,000 wouldn't, you know, be a problem.
Wow. No, okay, so the caller, you make some great points.
There you go.
And you know, but I got to ask, if the situation was reversed, do you think your ex-wife would give you some money?
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you, when you share a divorce lawyer to save money for your children, and
you made an exception, the caller. You can't, people don't do that.
And you had 20 grandchildren, you know. So, it's the family aspect, I think we've kept, and I think we're outliers. Sherwin always finds it humorous when I tell him about these things, and when he talks about relationships, but this is what my life is. So,
yeah.
I know I'm an outlier with regards to that.
Yes, you are.
I would encourage everybody to keep your kids first. And I don't know if this guy has kids. That's the other thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And no,
New Jersey is very generous. I don't think too many brothers in Wisconsin get alimony, regardless of what the situation is.
All right.
Yeah. We appreciated the caller. Carnage hit us up on our YouTube message board and said, you right. The woman might not give no money, But Thomas says, if infidelity wasn't an issue, this is a good idea, Tony. Now, you were talking about $150K you would give her at least. What do you think about this idea?
Right.
Thomas said, if infidelity wasn't an issue, I'd give her $15 million, $1 million for each year, and go on separate ways. What do you think about that?
Hey, listen, like I said, I was thinking that if there was some bitterness, or it sounded like, because in the clip, it sounded like she left him and he wasn't happy about it.
Exactly.
So, I mean, and that's why I said in that case, okay, you're mad because she left you, whatever. You don't want her back. I get it. You're bitter because you feel like, okay, now I won $273 million. I don't need you, whatever. So, okay, that's what I was saying. Like, give her a – you still got to give her something. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to
give her some money and then be about your business. If he wants to, if it wasn't that bad, he doesn't feel so angry, even $15 million. Give him $15 million. That's plenty.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot, but whatever.
Yeah, I tell you what, this is very
interesting. 15's a lot, because hey, I'm sure you have some family and extended family that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Try to get set up somehow.
Because we are clearly thinking with a clear and right mind, and with right. No feelings involved. LT says, by the way, if you give her anything, that's like an admission of guilt. And she will feel entitled to more. She may even take you to court. See, these are some of the things that you do have to think about, because only you know how evil this person can be. You've been married to her for 15 years. You don't know, like, we don't know the depths of what she may do. And we could be giving our opinion, like, man, just give her something. But he probably sit back like, man, y'all don't really know who she is. It's like, when Eric Benet broke up with Halle Berry, everybody's like, man, fool, like, how would you do that? And Eric was probably like, man, y'all don't know her, man.
Hey, or David Justice, who I actually talked to after, and I was like, I was playing pool with him one night, and he was talking, and he was, you know, he had been with her, and I was like, man, like, he was like, man, that's all he had to say. You know that man? When you ask about something, you go, man, that's all he said. I was like, oh, say no more.
See?
I got it.
So it may not be that sweet. It may, you know, yeah. Again, if you tried to give her that $150,000, she probably, man, please, I ain't taking that. I can go to court and get more. But anyway, man.
I don't know how she's, again, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know any legal action that she is able to take, but. You know, depending on how she is, some people are definitely going to try to take that avenue, and you're going to get a lawyer who's going to try to also get some of that action, and he'll take that case if there is any kind of case,
right?
Which I don't know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I tell you what, that's an interesting thing, and I knew that Truth Nation would have different opinions about that. And when we come back in our second hour, we're going to get into, I talked about the Jets player who called police to evict his ex-girlfriend. Well, there's more to the story than that, and how that ties to
always.
Social media and how social media has become a drug. Also in the 8 o'clock hour, we will have a special guest in studio, Dr. Stephanie Manny, the senior VP and executive director for City Year Milwaukee. We will have an intriguing interview with her, so keep it locked right here. Hour number two of Truth Be Told with Telly coming up after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.